In a major development, a UK-based asylum seeker, Avtar Singh Kanda, has been arrested for pulling down Indian flag at embassy in London, United Kingdom on March 19. His father, Kulwant Singh Khukrana, was a terrorist of the Khalistan Liberation Force. Khalistan Liberation Force, KLF, was formed in 1986. KLF was formed with an objective of establishing Khalistan by secession of Punjab from India, through armed violence. In a video that has now come to light, a mob of Khalistanis could be seen staging a protest outside the Indian High Commission. Amidst chants of Khalistan Zindabad, a man sporting an orange turban was seen scaling the walls of the building and pulling down the Indian flag. Avtar Singh Kanda is an ISI-linked terrorist, who the Indian intelligence agencies in the past have accused of providing IED training inside the UK Gurudwaras. Amritpal Singh is also believed to be a close associate of UK-based Khalistani terrorist Avtar Singh Kanda. Kanda is a trusted lieutenant of Paramjit Singh Pamma, the leader of the band Babar Khalsa International. In a photo, doing rounds on social media, Kanda can be seen with a Punjabi singer, actor and producer Gippy Grewal. According to reports, the Khalistani terrorist Avtar Singh Kanda trained Amritpal Singh for Mission Khalistan. Kanda has a direct connection with Pamma, the leader of the band Babar Khalsa International. Together these three conspired to push Punjab towards terrorism once again. Also read, Khalistan Saga, a Pandora box of crocodile tears and misinformation war. The whole conspiracy got exposed after the weapons were found at Amritpal's hideout. With the help of ISI and Babar Khalsa, Amritpal's team was setting up the Anandapur Khalsa Force. AKF was found written on the jackets and guns found. Several arms and ammunition have been seized from his house in Jallukheda village. Babar Khalsa International, BKI, was formed in the year 1980. It is quite active in Canada, England. After Operation Blue Star, the plane of Air India was blown up by this terrorist organization. Most of its members are hiding in Pakistan. Pamma is also currently in Pakistan. According to agencies, the Anandapur Khalsa Forge created by Amritpal was misappropriating funds in the name of Khalistan. His uncle, Harjeet Singh, was helping in the misappropriation, this official added. Paramjit often holds theoretical training classes for young Sikhs to radicalize them, said a report. Sources said the trio have been aiming to destabilize Punjab by indoctrinating young Sikhs with extremist views. Kanda gives online demonstrations from Birmingham and Glasgow on how to make improvised explosive devices using commonly available chemicals. Khalistan supporters in the West have actively used American, Canadian, and British soil to lobby their radical agenda against India, while raising funds for Khalistan terror groups, often using informal hawala networks for transferring money. Amritpal Singh, who openly calls for a separate nation Khalistan as part of a conspiracy by Pakistan to revive militancy in the border state. During his stay in Dubai, which is a hub for ISI agents, Amritpal Singh was offered money to revive Khalistan movement in Punjab. He was sent to Georgia for training by ISI before his flight to India. Amritpal Singh also has links with SFJ and even campaigned for latter's activities on social media, naming Khalistani activist Gurpatwant Singh Pannoon as a close contact for Amritpal, he added. Pannoon is designated as a terrorist by the Indian government under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. Also read, PM Narendra Modi has done a lot for Sikhs and Sikhism, says former pro-Khalistan leader. Agencies have also found that Amritpal Singh was running a drug smuggling network in India aided by ISI and was creating a private militia in drug dealer addiction centers of Punjab, where weapons procured from Pakistan were being stockpiled. Elaborating on his drugs and weapons-related activities, a second counter-terrorism official said Amritpal was getting drugs into India through Jaswant Singh Road, brother of Lakhbir Singh Road, based in Pakistan, as well as his main handler in the UK, Avtar Singh Kanda's link Paramjit Singh Pamma. Another Khalistani, who is running the anti-India propaganda, is Mohd Dhaliwal of the Poetic Justice Foundation, who on March 21 urged Barbadian singer and actress Rihanna to speak up for Punjab. In a tweet, he wrote, "Hey Rihanna, Punjab needs you. Civil liberties suspended. Human rights violated. Communication blocked." Mohd Dhaliwal in tweet said that he is ready to pay Rihanna as much as she wants to support Amritpal Singh. Dhaliwal is a pro-Khalistani Canadian resident. This is not the first time Khalistanis have approached Rihanna to run their anti-India agenda. In February 2021, it was reported by the print that sources believe Skyrocket, a PR firm where Khalistani Mo Dhaliwal is a director, paid $2.5 million to Rihanna to tweet in favor of the farmer protests. In Indian currency, that is well over 18 crore rupees. Apart from Rihanna, Mia Khalifa and dubious environment activist Greta Thunberg tweeted in favor of farmer protests. It was Greta who accidentally revealed the toolkit exposing Mo Dhaliwal and others. It is to be noted that Amritpal is still on run and a search operation is going on across the state. A large number of forces have been deployed in Jallukheda village of Amritpal. His uncle and driver have surrendered. So far, more than 120 people have been arrested. Harjeet Singh was also brought to Dibrugarh jail in Assam by the Punjab police on March 21 morning. Also read, Indian advocacy group FIIDS suspect ISI behind attacks on Indian missions in London and San Francisco by Khalistanis.